from her autobiography, Sylvie.
A young female SS guard passing by us was playing with her revolver. She was doing tricks with it, like in cowboy movies. Someone behind me asked her about the people on the trucks, where they were and when we would see them again. I knew the voice. It belonged to a Viennese woman whose husband and 10-year-old daughter had climbed on the trucks because the little girl loved riding in cars. The SS guard stopped at once, standing very close, pointing straight to the chimneys. She said stupidly, "Up there, that's where they are, the ones from the truck. What the hell is wrong with you? Did you think we're burning coals in there? Jesus, what a terrible stink. Makes one want to vomit." Then she moved closer. Parting the rows and standing between us, she screamed, "Imbeciles, don't you know what this place is? It's the last place for Jews. It's the crossroad between heaven and earth. Crossroad, get it? Those up there have already crossed over. Not to worry. Your turn will come soon enough." She laughed a nervous, high-pitched laugh, shot her revolver in the air and marched off. In the first row, someone collapsed. Otherwise, it was very still, as though we all had stopped breathing together. My feet felt like lead. I could not separate them from the burning ground. Inside my head, there was a fire raging too, and I couldn't shake the smell, that horrid, choking smell of burnt human flesh. And yet, I was unable to believe that what the guard has told us was really true. It must be that what the mind can't comprehend, cannot grasp, it also cannot believe. "She's just trying to frighten you," I told the mother standing behind me. She didn't answer, almost as if she had turned off all sights and sounds, all smells. Next to me, Fritzi, a friend, looking up to where they were burning the skies, then down to where they were stoking the fires and feeding the flames with juice, said in a hollow, faraway voice, "My mother is in there." And after that, she never spoke another word.
Sylvia Gross-Martin, thanks so much for joining us on KPFK.
My pleasure.